girls are actually, it says girls use more subtle and nuanced facial expressions. They smile more, gesticulate more, make more direct eye contact, and are more likely to touch the person to whom they are talking. They can read non-spoken emotions better. So you walk into a room, my husband and I will do this every now and again, and you walk into a room and I'll be like, oh my goodness, I wonder why she's so mad. And he's just like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? And but girls are really good at reading emotional cues from without anything overt. The exception to this is that boys are much better at reading anger and aggression. So this has happened before too, where my husband and I are out and I'm like, la-di-da, you know, and he's just like, you know, be careful, you know, there's all kinds of hostile people around, and it's kind of the protection thing, but it's also that he can read sometimes those sorts of things better than I can. So girls tend to, well, they call it, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, for boys it's fight or flight in any kind of a confrontation. For girls, they call it tend and befriend. So girls tend to meet anger with more of a, it's okay, we can be friends, we can work this out. And they've found that it, like, biochemically, we're all completely different. So sort of fascinating. But we'll talk about that in a minute.